Proclamation number 4792 of 4th of December, 1949. Development process. Free or bound will. Every passage through matter is to be regarded as a process of development for the spiritual being which is completely opposed to me, which certainly results in a weakening of the resistance against me and is therefore the only means to slowly bring back to me that which has completely fallen away from me. This process of development can repeat itself many times, depending on the spiritual being's attitude in the stage of free will as a human being. But this stage must be granted to the spiritual being after the endless times of bound will, otherwise the ascent development would not have resulted in a state of perfection, but the spiritual being would remain directed, i.e., it would become as it is through my will but not through its own will. Free will, however, is a sign of perfection. Free will is absolutely necessary if godlikeness, i.e., alignment with me, is to be achieved. The stage as a human being is usually also evaluated to such an extent that the being either remains in the same state or increases its state of maturity during earthly life. And then the possibility is given to continue the ascent development in the spiritual kingdom if the former does not sink back into the abyss through stubborn resistance, thus will turn away from me. But the stage of free will can also easily result in a regression. The being as a human being can carry out the apostasy from me again. It can render all stages of its development in the state of compulsion pointless, thus sink back into the state which necessitates renewed banishment into the solid form in order not to be mercilessly damned by me forever. But my love does not allow this eternal condemnation, and therefore my will of creation is unlimited, because again and again I create new possibilities to help this spiritual being, which has sunk into the abyss, so that it will one day be able to redeem itself of its own free will. Coercion is never exerted on the spiritual beings from my side, and even the state of bound will is not a state of coercion insofar as the being can only change into a new form when its resistance to me subsides, which it admittedly does not do consciously since it is devoid of all knowledge. Nevertheless, the transformation of every will is known to me. The spiritual does not recognize itself, but I recognize it. The testimony of the spiritual into solid matter is indeed an act of force on my part, but at the same time an act of atonement for the sins of these beings embedded as human beings, which became true devils due to their complete distance from me, due to hatred and unkindness, which is why they deserve a just punishment, and this act of punishment is at the same time an act of mercy to lead them out of deepest darkness into light again. Such a process of development can turn the perfected devil into a true child of God, but just as the devil in the being can break through again in its human stage and therefore its fate is a repeated agonizing banishment into matter until it nevertheless feels touched by my profound love one day and then pushes towards me in a state of free will in order to never fall again, in order to attain ever higher perfection, because it is now indissolubly united with me. Amen.